Part 1. Chapter 1. 4 days before Christmas. And the winner of Series 16 of Look Who's Dancing is... The studio darkened and atmospheric music pulsed, while hundreds of hearts pumped in anticipation as the audience, contestants and crew held their collective breath for the result. All except Charlie Brown, who was already dreamily weaving through the corridor-like edges of the TV studio, amid a labyrinth of black curtains and jigsaw flooring, using the sensation of the balls of her feet through her black DMs to negotiate the familiar terrain of cable under tape beneath her. Charlie snaked quietly, respectfully, absent-minded, as she scrolled her phone for the weather forecast in New York. 7 degrees and sunny. Lows of minus two. Charlie didn't mind who the winner of Look Who's Dancing was. She had become a fan of all three finalists. The cricketer, who had done a balletic show dance, the newsreader, whose Argentine tango was talked about at Prime Minister's Questions, the soap star whose samba would go down in Look Who's Dancing history, although he had danced at stage school, but that tidbit hadn't been leaked. All three finalists were genial and polite to Charlie and her team, despite the pressure cooker they had been living in for the past 4 months. As long as the terribly rude sitcom star hadn't won, but she'd gone out early, so Charlie really didn't mind now. And her mind was elsewhere. She rubbed her eyes as she meandered, looking at her phone, dressed head to toe in black. Charlie only ever wore black on studio days, or to the occasional funeral. Every other day, Charlie was a colour-clashing, blocking-and-popping makeup artist whose bright wardrobe offset her own blank canvas perfectly. Clear, peachy skin and khaki green eyes, sitting wide and lovely under thick brows on a heart-shaped face. If you were to ask people what colour Charlie's hair was, some would say blonde, some would say brown. In truth, it was both, as ombre and shimmering as her eyes and her mood, which was mostly upbeat. But right now, she was so tired she felt like a zombie. As director of makeup to a team of 10, Charlie had curated and executed the looks for cute quick steps and quirky Charlestons. She had gone above and beyond for Halloween specials and Hollywood Week. And tonight, she had led her team in powdering the A-list faces for the last show of the season, the finale of Look Who's Dancing. Note the exclamation. Look Who's Dancing always had an exclamation, even when it was abbreviated to LWD exclamation on a call sheet. It was that fun to work on, and it was the most popular show on British TV. Most of the hair and makeup team went home as the show was going live on a Saturday night, rather than stay until midnight and crawl into cars, but Charlie and her senior assistants, Eva and Phoebe, were always waiting in the wings for touch-ups and powdering. The quick changes for professionals to do a pro dance and then get back into their show outfits for the result. Now Charlie had to get off, but she knew Eva and Phoebe would take care of the sweaty foreheads and retouch the lip gloss for the post-show interviews. Charlie had a flight to catch. She scrolled to the weather for the week ahead. Christmas Day, a chance of snow. Charlie stopped at a small makeshift desk against a breeze block wall, that had been painted black. On top of the desk was a bank of switches and knobs with lights glimmering green, blue and red. Underneath the desk was a tatty-looking fridge to keep the studio drinks cold. This was the workspace of sound engineers Bill and Simon, who stood in the shadows, whispering all night with boxes and cables and sound packs that did things Charlie had no clue about. She tucked her phone into the pocket of her black denim skirt and raised her arms as if she were going through airport security. A white Christmas. How romantic. Bill and Simon, also dressed for the studio, head to toe in black, took their cue to start silently unwiring cables, lifting packs and removing Charlie's headset and earpiece. "I've got 50 quid on Lana," Bill whispered. Ashley, the female host, repeated her line for maximum tension. "The winner of Look Who's Dancing is..." "Come on," Bill whispered under his breath. "Rithik!" The studio audience, dancers and crew... all